I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Kalani Sitake got paid. Rivals has arrived. All right, sports fans, welcome to another episode of Rivals. Scott Mitchell, Jason Buck, BYU football coach Kalani Sitake, who has had ups and downs in his tenure as BYU's football coach, got a contract extension through the 2023 season. And Jason, what do you think about that? Is that a good thing?
You know, it's an okay thing.
It's an okay thing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's anything to just, like, go nuts and crazy about and super excited. It's not like, you know, you got a UCF coach that just went undefeated and beat Auburn in a New Year's Day bowl. But I think for BYU's situation and what they're in, you know, Kalani's a good coach, and it's a safe bet. I mean, it's a safe extension. You know what you got now, and it's kind of, I think that's kind of where Tom Homo's happy with being. You know, getting to a bowl game and ending up, you know, 6-6 to 8-4, I think is kind of what Tom Homo's designed.
All right.
So it's not all Kalani's fault. So I'm just like, I mean, it's good and I'm happy for him and it's a safe thing because you really don't have a lot of hiring options at BYU. It's a unique deal.
Here's the thing. I wasn't even going to say this, wasn't even thinking this until you started talking.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, well, it's a good thing for where BYU is.
Yeah.
And I guess
it's a safe move.
I guess my feeling is, and maybe it plays off of how I feel about this anyways, why don't they just change where they are? I know they're like, oh, you have no idea how hard it is. And I go, it's hard because you've put it in your mind, it's the way that it is.
Yep.
And instead of just owning it, and just saying, no, we're not going to just get by. We're not going to just try to win. You know, eight wins for BYU is a really good season right now.
Yeah, right now it is. It's a great season right now.
And that's the wrong attitude to have.
It is.
Now you can argue, well, they're Kalani Sitake's put in a no-win situation.
I agree. So it's not all Kalani's fault, openly.
Hang on. Hear me out. That's what people are saying. What I'm saying is, I'm tired of listening to it.
Oh,
I'm tired of it. And the independence thing isn't going to change. It's not going to change. So change your attitude about being independent. That's what I'm saying.
And as long as they're in it, they have to. You're right. You got to own it.
I don't get a sense that that's what they do. I just don't. And I think that there's a great opportunity there that they're really missing. And I think they're giving themselves not enough credit. I really do. I think BYU can be so much more than they are because you're like, and I just think the whole contract extension thing, quite frankly, I think Kalani's done a phenomenal job, and I'll tell you why. But I think the contract extension thing has more to do with recruiting and knowing that there's some stability in the program than it has to do
with. Yeah, that was one of the positives of that decision.
It has to do with, like, everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Sure, there's a short list of candidates that can qualify for the job.
Very short list.
And maybe they need to revisit that. And maybe they really need to
look at... But half of those candidates will turn them down. Half of those candidates will not take the BYU job.
Half of the four candidates won't.
Yeah.
But they won't because of the perception of where it is. And that's what I'm saying. So if you...
Yeah, they won't coach for an independent
school. You really need to say, no, we need to look at independence in a different light or study the potential of looking at it in a different light as opposed to just going, honor code, BYU, independence. It just limits us. I'm just tired of hearing limit. But let me tell you why I think he deserves this and why I like Kalani Sitake as the coach at BYU, and I do. I think he is the right person for this to change it. I think that culturally he's showing that he's kind of part Lavelle, but he's kind of part, you know, Kyle Whittingham, Urban Meyer.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's made some tough, tough decisions. Some really, really uncomfortable decisions. And those have been, he took over the defense.
Which is a good move, yeah.
And
a really
just,
good move.
And the guy that he took it over from is a guy that he thinks a lot of. He's a close friend. That's a hard decision.
Yeah.
Firing Ty Detmer, whether you agree with it or not, that's a hard decision. But he was committed to his conviction of it, and he did it. And reassigning the whole offensive, coordinator situation there with Aaron Roderick and Jeff Grimes, that's a hard thing. It's an uncomfortable thing to do.
Yeah.
The attitude about the laissez-faire attitude that showed up in the 4-9 season and saying that's just going to be unacceptable. And so I think he's matured and he keeps making these hard decisions. And he was in a situation this year after losing to South Florida where you go, this could have been the end. This could have been 4-9 all over again. And he righted that ship like immediately. You know, he didn't wait around. He didn't get stuck in it. And he made some really, really good decisions immediately. So I think he's showing signs of maturing as a head football coach. But he's also a good guy.
I think
guy.
He's definitely improved.
He's a good guy.
And I love about Kalani is, like you said, he's a good guy. He alumni are welcome again down at BYU, which is really nice. So we're welcome. It's a better environment for the alumni, the old Lavelle Edwards BYU football family, where we were not absolutely not welcome before under Bronco. He wanted his own culture, his own thing. We are now a big family again, and it's welcoming and it's fun. And that part of Kalani is wonderful. And he has gotten better as a coach, and he's a good coach. And maybe he'll progress into a great coach. I wouldn't give him that rating right now. You know, I'd give him a 7 out of 10. You know, he's not a 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10 right now. He's grown to a 7 out of 10, you know, if I was going to rank him. And he's solid, and he's getting better. And you're right, he's made some good decisions. He made some really bad ones.
Do you know what's better for BYU coming up? They don't have to play Utah. They're taking a break from that series. They'll actually win more games
now that they don't have to play
Utah.
That shot in there.
But that's a good thing.
Now you got me all fired up again because that should never even be in the conversation with BYU's program. They should be good enough, even with how great Utah's program is doing right now. Under
how good Utah is,
they are so good right now. And you know they had to steal.
You know how Tyler Humphrey
they had to steal Fred Whittingham's son, Kyle Whittingham, an old BYU guy, to make the program this great.
That's a BYU thing.
It is. Oh no, it's they had to go under the old BYU type of system.
Tyler
to
Huntley,
become great.
The guy you said was a running back playing quarterback is.
Yeah, I didn't say he wasn't any good. I said he's a running back playing quarterback.
Well,
he's doing
you
great.
You kind of inferred that he wasn't any good.
No, I said he's not an NFL quarterback.
Well,
he's looking really good.
He's a college quarterback.
So I'll eat some crow.
Well, you need to eat a lot of crow.
Hey, you know what? I give. As we're going off in another rabbit hole, I'm liking, dude, I'm giving a lot of credit to Ludwig. You want me to throw some love on somebody?
I'm with you.
I'm going to throw some love on Ludwig because Ludwig's played that kid correctly and made him look fantastic.
Amen.
And there's nothing like having a great coach over you to make you look good because they can screw you over and they can make you look like a phenom at the same time. So that's big. But you know what? I'm happy for Kalani. And you're right. He's improved. BYU's whole situation is a tough situation. Own what you are, true.
But it's very stable right
now. I hope they
can
get right this ship. Because from the top down, there's something missing, right? And they're kind of stuck in this laissez 8-4, 6-6 world. We're going to play Idaho State and UMass at the end of the year and a couple of Liberty. And we're going to make sure we get into bowl game. You know, and that's the schedule. And whether you're 11-1 or 6-6, you go to the same bowl game. I mean, they got to get these things fixed, and it'll help Kalani be a better coach as well if they join a conference and, you know, took the program to a whole nother level if they got that fixed.
But, all right, well, there you have it. Kalani Sitake has been paid.
It's good for him.
And I think it's good all around.
So you think they're going to be better than 8-4 over the next 3 years?
Well, of course they are. Probably be 9-3 because they don't play Utah anymore.
Listen to him. You know what? If we had it all moving right, belonged to a conference, and had the old BYU system in place, we'd beat Utah. Even as great as Utah's doing, we'd beat them 1 out of 3 years. Maybe 50-50, but for sure 1 out of 3 years, you'd see them knock them off, just like a good G5 would knock off a Power 5 conference, and they'd be in the top 25 every year.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda, but they're not listening to the Buckster.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
And,
this show is Scott. This show is now over, Jason.
It's over. We could go down and do a few segments on all these different subjects we brought up in that one.
Let's do that someday.
We'll do it someday.
All right.
He's telling me to go away, everybody.
No,
but
I'm not
going away.
I was going
to
say,
he's keep trying to call the show, but I'm going to cut him off. I'm going to cut him off.
Jason just wants to keep talking.
I'm going.
Powered by KSLSports.com. Find us on Facebook at The Rivals Podcast, Twitter at The Rivals Show. And until then, let's put a muzzle on Jason Buck.
Never.